Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Jim Ozarski. See his pretty face here on YouTube and on Twitter as well, streaming live on X. First time we did this was yesterday afternoon, so we've been doing this now for 24 hours officially, trying to stream on this bad boy. But having said that, they can find Jim Ozarski on Blue Sky, because that is where Jim Ozarski lives. He does not live here on X. He lives on Blue Sky. So I wanted to differentiate, because I feel like he might feel like he was betrayed by having him lightning live stream on X. And I'm glad you did not make demands to not live stream this on X, Jim Ozarski. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the clarification for those looking to follow me.
Yes, Blue Sky. That's how we find Jim Ozarski and all of his work. Or just go to JS Online and you can read all of his stuff there too. Okay, so those are Giannis highlights. Giannis is crazy. He's really good. We came into the year. There was a lot of talk and conversation of, okay, if this is truly going to be point Giannis, if he truly is going to run this offense, he might put up stupid crazy video game numbers if he gets to control what he's doing with the ball from time to time, and that may lead to another MVP for Giannis. I mean, so far, so good. It looks like another MVP year to me so far, Jim.
He's sort of, look, whenever he's doing stuff and Wilt Chamberlain is the comp, right? Like, or there is no comp, whatever the raw numbers are, it was like most through two games, through three games, through four games, he's already done those things, Sparky. So, yeah. And I think what's key for this Bucks team is he's doing it at 33 minutes a game through four games, right? He's leading the league in shot attempts and two-point attempts and up there in free throws. So he's shooting a lot. But yet also, he doesn't have a triple-double yet, but, 6-7 assists. So you are seeing all of that. And Sparky, I remember talking to you in May at the Combine when I said, this Bucks team was going to look to retool around him in a different kind of way. Now, we didn't know the wave and stretch was going to happen. We didn't know Miles Turner was going to happen. But this was the vision, I would say, broadly, to sort of lean back into the sum greater than the parts, if you will. Spark, you would know this better than most in market. I'm looking back at that 18-year Bud new coach. Who's this old man, Brooke Lopez, coming in? Who's this Pat Connaughton guy? Is Eric Bledsoe a winning player? Like, there were a lot of questions about that team. And what's this five out, shoot a bunch of, right? Like, and so I think the Bucks leaned back into that idea roster-wise, and you're seeing a lot of threes. You're seeing maybe some borderline all-defensive play, right, out of some backcourt guys. Miles Turner, again, people outside of Milwaukee sort of poo-pooed that addition. Like, that's not enough for the Bucks, a la Brooke Lopez 7 years ago. So I don't know, Sparky. It's you're seeing it kind of come together early on, and they're 3-1. It's a good start.
Miles Turner offensively is nothing right home about so far. But Miles Turner defensively obviously is helping things, as we all know. He can block shots. They talked about it on the broadcast last night, because obviously he's a former Pacer, so Reggie Miller is just, you know, loving him. Talking about how great of a leader he is, how great he is in the locker room, and all of that. And as I've said before, when the Bucks would play the Pacers for all these years, I always say, leave him wide open, let him shoot. If he gets hot, then deal with it. But if he doesn't, he'll just keep shooting them regardless if he's making them or not. Just leave him alone until he proves he can make them on a given night. And he's shot several air balls, I feel like, already from out there. But having said that, you brought up defense and backcourt. What about the defense of Kyle Kuzma last night on Karl Anthony Towns? And again, I don't know if that's real or if that's because it's Karl Anthony Towns and he disappears from night to night in the NBA sometimes. But Kuzma, offensively, again, nothing necessarily, but defensively, you know, if he can give you some of that on a night-in, night-out basis defensively, then that's worth having him on the floor.
Yeah, look, you don't have to worry about, is that real against a specific player, Sparky, I think, until the playoffs. All that matters is it needs to be real that night. And Kyle Kuzma,
and play with that energy and that effort on defense every night. Right.
Yeah. And so, look, I mean, in open locker room before the game, you know, Kyle was kind of going through his prep, and his left ankle was swollen. Sparky, like, that's not a – like, he was legitimately hampered by that, and I think that's where some of the offensive stuff maybe wasn't there. But if Karl Anthony Towns is not going to make Kyle Kuzma defend on the perimeter, you know, Kyle showed well down there. There were about 3-4 possessions in that comeback, Sparky, that all-bench unit where Kyle was a factor and gave Giannis a break or Miles a break, whatever it may be. Right. So, yeah, he's bought in, I think. The role he's playing as Giannis's sort of sub, basically, is the right one, is the best one for him and the team. And yeah, Sparky, look, everyone remembers the Tony Snell line in Indiana. But prior to that, there were times last year in his brief window where you saw really good defense from Kyle Kuzma being on in the backcourt or front court. And so it's in there. Playoffs, we'll get to that. Night to night.
But
yeah,
Jim, that's just there. It. That's what you just said. That's the problem with his whole freaking career. It's in there. The problem is it's not there every single night. Like, if you say talented dudes on the Bucks, he's near the top of the list as far as raw talent, athleticism. He's long, defends several different positions, has the ability to get to the rim, has the ability to kick out and pass, can knock down outside shots. But he just has never, for whatever the reason, put it together consistently night in, night out. If he does, they're talking on the broadcast last night on NBC, same thing I've been saying, which is they got to find a real number two scorer. Like, who is that going to be on this team? Who's going to step up and be that guy? And we all just kind of defer to Kevin Porter Jr. and say it'll probably be Porter Jr. But Kuzma has all the ability in the world for it to be him if he figures it out.
That's true. And now, look, he's 30. He is who he is at this point, right? Like, obviously the Bucks hope to pull out some more consistency and maybe coming off the bench and, you know, reduce minutes load. That'll help that. I don't know, Sparky. Look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Arc Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I think the idea of the second score is tried and true. Look, you look at the champions of the last 7 years, even though there's been seven different ones, there's been the second all-star. So I think the playoffs is a different conversation. This Bucks team has not advanced in 3 years. So Correct. Let's forget deep playoff stuff. Let's talk about winning games now. The modern NBA, they can exist and win games with Ryan Rollins being the number two scorer yesterday. They can exist with Gary Trent Jr. being the number two scorer in Toronto. Maybe tomorrow night against Golden State, Bobby Portis hits some shots and he scores 22 points. Like, they can win this way now through the regular season, Sparky. The second bucket getter, I think, needs to be determined by the playoffs. And we'll see who that is.
I think you're saying right now in the regular season, that may be. But I just don't think when it comes to the playoffs, you can roll the dice and wait to see who it's going to be every night. That's going to be the guy that gets hot. Like that, to me, that is a dangerous game to play when you get to the postseason where defenses actually start game planning and start locking in. Defenses in the regular season and the postseason are not the same two things.
That's fair. And I think, but again, we need to change expectations of this Bucks team, Sparky. They haven't won a playoff series since 2022.
Man, I picked them to win the championship this year. Ask Charlie. Okay. Charlie, did I or did I not?
You did indeed.
I did. And did I or did I not say I was going to hate the product because I hate jacking threes up every 5 seconds? And I still picked them to win. Then I talked to a guy down in Chicago, a guy at the Score, actually. And it wasn't on the radio. I was on speakerphone talking to somebody else, and he heard me. He's like, Sparky, Bucks are my dark horse to win it this year in the NBA. I was like, that's funny, because I just picked them. I'm not sitting here trying to badmouth the Bucks one way or the other. My point in all of this is somebody, whoever it's going to be, has to legitimately be that guy. Because I'm going to go to the Brewers. Can we go to the Brewers? You go look at the Dodgers. You know Shohei Ohtani's going to be a dog. You know Freddie Freeman's going to be a dog. You know those dudes are there every night, and they're going to be difference makers. The Brewers... Who did you know consistently every game was going to be that offensive juggernaut you got going, right? Those guys are Hall of Famers. The Bucks right now have Giannis. Yes, every night you know he is there. Back in the day, you knew Middleton was going to get you 20 every night. You knew. Damian Lillard, I mean, even though it didn't work out, but you knew he was going to get you points every night. I got to have it too.
No, that's the point, Sparky, is it didn't work out. And I think, look, Jamal Murray's never been an all-star, and we could talk about his production, you know, but the Pacers, look, everyone wanted to emulate the Pacers, so you can't really knock the Bucks. Like, who is the number two in Indiana the last 3 years? It's Halliburton was head of Snake, and then on one night it was Turner, one night it was Siakam, in the playoffs it was Nembhard, there was Nesmith. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Kevin Porter Jr. individually, Sparky, is the guy. 8 seconds left in the shot clock is going to be able to get the bucket.
Get a
shot.
He's
that guy. Like, talent wise, he's that guy.
Yep.
But in terms of winning and getting there, Sparky, like, they're like in the East, this is how it's built. They're run through the list of the actual contenders in the East, and you're talking about who? Paolo and Franz. Who's the two in Detroit? No one knows. You're talking about Mitchell and Garland. They can't get out of the second round. Is that who's the. Like, that's the thing, Sparky. Like, I think the Bucks can get to where they need to get to way they are.
Are we to the point? Let me see if I understand what you're saying. We went from an NBA where you had to have a big three to now a new NBA, Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where now we're looking at it and going, yeah, you only need one. You need one and a bunch of good players and you can win it. You don't need a big two or a big three anymore. Now you only need one. One special guy. Durant and a bunch of good players, he'll figure it out. They'll get it done. Like, I have a hard time buying into that.
I think the big three is out for sure. The two is interesting. And I think here's what's funny, Sparky. What is the two? So, like, let's say Ryan Rollins has the Dyson Daniels glow up this year. What if Ryan Rollins is the guy who's all defensive third team? Is that not a two in some kind of way? What if, you know, Kevin obviously got hurt. If he's 18-7, how is that not a two, even if he's not an all-star? So, like, that's the thing. I think the two will shake itself out. And I do believe that with this group, Sparky. But to get to June, to get to April, I think they'll be fine with AJ Green one night and Bobby one night and Gary one night. And then you're right. Come playoff time, we're going to learn more. This team has a lot of unproven guys outside of Turner and Portis, really. And Giannis, of course. But also, Sparky, you mentioned the baseball. Like, the Bucks have Shohei.
Like, correct. They
their
do.
Number one in the East but is the so Angels, far and away better than
Angels,
any other one.
The Angels had Shohei and Mike Trout and couldn't get to the playoffs. Well, I mean, you gotta have more, right? All right, I got one more for you because we spent way too much time on that. And I didn't plan out the interview going that way, but that's why I like having Jim Ozarski on. You never know which way we're going to go. So last night, back to the NBC broadcast, which, by the way, you could tell me about apps and all these other channels. There's nothing better than watching games on over-the-air networks, whether that's Fox, NBC, ABC. The picture is better. Everything is better. So they were talking last night about Ryan Rollins should be the starting point guard. And I tweeted out, like, okay, well, this is cool that he had a game. But can it ever get to the point where there is a conversation about him versus Porter as that starting point guard? Because I think you could argue to the point of Rollins starting, which is Porter's a little bit more instant offense immediately off the bench. If you're looking for that sixth guy to bring you offense off the bench outside of Bobby Portis, if Portis ends up on the bench at some point, then maybe that makes sense. But until Rollins can show he can do this every night, and that's going to take a while, I think Porter's got that job locked in, right?
Yeah, that's typical, like, first week overreaction in the moment, overreaction. Like, Kevin Porter Jr. scored 10 points and had 4 assists in 9 minutes before he got hurt. No. Like, Ryan, I think what this is, Sparky, and what Bucks fans should be excited about was, look, the non-Giannis minutes, it was a big concern. John Horst told me about it. Doc talked about it. It was okay. You knew Bobby could maybe heat up and get you second unit points, but it was like, where Kyle, like, what's going to happen here? This is a lot. This has given Doc and the Bucks now another element, a second level score outside of Cole Anthony or third level, I guess, over the break. Right. In that second unit, like, two man, Ryan Rollins, Bobby Portis, that sounds a lot better now than it did 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Right, because we had no, and look, Ryan is doing well, step by step, game by game. He's gotten better in something that's can't be expected. And I think if you were to say he's going to play 28 minutes off the bench, or maybe 35, depending on the matchup, like, you feel better about that now. Now, he's Kevin Porter Jr. is the starting point guard. He's a better player than Ryan right now, I still say. And let's not forget how he started the year before he stepped on Bobby's foot and has been out for a couple weeks now.
There he is, our guy, Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Thanks so much for coming on, and enjoy the rest of your day, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sparky.
There he is. Next one. You betcha. There he is, Jim Ozarski.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.